Well, Cyrus, the king in whose third year Daniel has this revelation. We looked at chapter 10 last week, and this revelation was in the third year of King Cyrus. And Cyrus was the first king emperor of Persia. And the prophecy revealed to Daniel takes us right up in detail to 400 years later, and even, I would say, beyond that, to the final time of the end as well, although that's not so detailed. The prophecy speaks of three more kings, and then a fourth who was so rich and powerful that he took on the kingdom of Greece. And as it said on the video, that's reckoned to be King Xerxes, who was the most powerful of the Persian kings, and tried to stir up everyone against Greece, as it says in verse 2. And then we hear about a mighty king will appear, verse 3, who will rule with great power and do as he pleases. Now that mighty king, historians agree, must be Alexander the Great, who was portrayed in Daniel chapter 8, prophesied about as the goat with the large prominent horn between its eyes. And his empire was represented by the beast in Daniel chapter 7 that was the leopard, galloping fast over the face of the earth to conquer and destroy. And the Greek empire, if we go right back to Daniel chapter 2, was represented by the belly and thighs of bronze of the great statue that Nebuchadnezzar saw. You know, the head of gold, the Babylonian Empire, the chest of silver, the Medo-Persian Empire, belly and thighs of bronze, which was the Greek Empire, and the legs of iron, and the feet partly of iron and partly of clay, which was the Roman Empire, and the rock smashed, came out and smashed the feet of iron and clay and brought the whole thing down, and then the rock became a mountain, which was the kingdom that would last forever. And that, of course, is the kingdom of the Lord Jesus established during the Roman Empire with the birth of Christ and his ministry, death, resurrection, and ascension. And this passage, this chapter 11, talks not in great detail about after Alexander his empire was broken up. Alexander, although phenomenally successful, died at the age of 32. Basically, he lived life at 200 miles an hour. And he was so successful, but he also drank heavily. And he died, really, of alcohol-induced symptoms. And his empire was parceled out to four of his generals. It never recovered the unity and power that it had while he was over it. And these were, so his empire was parceled out towards the four winds of heaven, it says in verse 4. And that's a Hebrew way of saying north, south, east, and west, the four points of the compass. None of the rulers would equal him, but they ruled over a lot of the known world. And this prophecy keeps going on about the kings of the south and the kings of the north. Well, the kings of the south were the line of Ptolemy, who was one of Alexander's generals, and he became king of Egypt. And there was also a man called Seleucid, who originally was one of Ptolemy's generals, but then became a king in his own right. And he ruled over the greatest part of the